Do you like waiting? I used to think that having to wait was a waste of time. I felt impatient and frustrated.
Hello, we're together again on Women of Hope. Waiting. Well, you know, I agree with Tita. Waiting can make you impatient and frustrated. So, Tammy, how do you feel about it? Do you like waiting?
Does anybody like waiting?
No.
There are lines at the shops and at the gas pumps.
And the doctor's office or the bank. I have to admit it, waiting is not pleasant. Tita is here with us today. It's really good to have you, Tita.
Thanks. I love being here with you.
You said you used to think that waiting was a waste of time.
Well, yeah, when I was at school, can you believe that I would get home and instead of going out to play straight away, I would sit down, do my homework immediately. I would only be happy to go out once I'd finished everything to do with homework.
Oh, I wish my children were like that. I always have to remind them to do their homework.
And if the teachers ever gave us a project to do together with other people as a team, I didn't like it when they left their part to be done just last minute. So I would get impatient and frustrated and I would just do the work for them. Then everything was done and it was done on time.
I would have loved being on your team. And the others must have loved that as well.
Oh, they did, because they even got a very good mark having done nothing. And as a young person, I used to think, why wait for them if I can do it?
Okay. If you used to think waiting was a waste of time, did something make you change your mind?
Yes, I soon learned that in life, I couldn't always make things happen quickly. There will always be things that are out of our control. For example, if you go to the doctor because you're sick and they need to do some tests to find out why you're sick, no matter how impatient or worried you may be, you still have to wait for the results. Or if you're in a car or a bus and there's a traffic jam, again, you might get angry, frustrated, but you can't move until the traffic clears. Or if you go to a shop and you want to buy something and they haven't got it, well, you're going to have to wait until they get it in and then you can come back and buy it. And I wonder what you might be waiting for. Perhaps you've been trying to get a job for a while and you still haven't found one. You're still waiting and maybe by now you're feeling very discouraged. Or maybe you'd love to get married, but you haven't found yet that very special person. And the sad thing is that while you're waiting, most of your friends are getting married and some maybe are already even having children. Or maybe it is that you are already married and you've been trying for a while to have a baby and you've tried and tried, but nothing's happening. Waiting seems to be a part of life, whether we like it or not, and it's not always easy. I find that it's even harder when we're waiting and we have no idea what's going to happen. Uncertainty makes waiting much harder.
On Women of Hope today, we're talking about waiting. I wonder what you might be waiting for. We all have to wait for things, don't we? And at times, in our lives, it can be very hard to wait, especially when we're not sure what's coming next or what the answer will be to an important question, or whether we will ever get the answer at all.
But can you think about times in our lives when we don't mind waiting?
Well, if I'm making a nice loaf of bread, I have to wait for the dough to rise. I know the bread won't be any good if I don't wait. And then I know it will take a while for the bread to bake in the oven. And I sure don't mind waiting until it's ready because I know how much I'll enjoy it when it is ready. I'd rather wait than eat bread that still has uncooked dough in the middle.
I can think of another time I'd be happy to wait. If I was building a house, I would want to wait for the concrete and the foundations to dry properly before they started building the walls, wouldn't you?
At times like this, we're happy to wait because we know that the final result is really worth waiting for. You know, I remember when I was pregnant with my first child. Oh, in the beginning of the pregnancy, I was so excited and I used to say, I can't wait to see this baby and find out if it's a boy or a girl or who does he or she look like. But during the last few months of pregnancy, when my belly was so huge and I just was so uncomfortable, I said one day to my mom, oh, I just wish this baby would be born today. This waiting is just too much and I'm so uncomfortable. You know, my mom just quietly said, so you'd be happy to have a premature baby, a baby that's not yet ready to be born, just because you don't want to wait a bit more? Oh, goodness. When she said that, I realized, no, I didn't want my baby to be born before the right time. So I needed to be patient and wait for him to reach full term. And this kind of waiting has real purpose, doesn't it? It allows the baby to grow and be ready to be able to breathe properly and all the body parts to be formed so he can have a healthy life. My friend, I don't know how you feel about waiting, but I do know now from what I have learned that our attitude as we wait is very important. Getting angry, frustrated, or irritated as we wait doesn't really help the situation to get result any quicker. It only makes us stressed and unhappy, and sometimes we even end up being physically sick due to stress in our bodies. If you struggle with waiting, would it help you to know that the waiting might have a really good purpose? Learning to have the right attitude as we wait can help us all to become better people. Did you know that? Well, when I discovered this, it really changed my mind. And now I can honestly say that I can accept the waiting times much better because I know that they can make me a better person. How would you feel if I told you that during a time of waiting, you could learn to be more loving or more kind, more gentle or more patient? Do you know that waiting can help you to have more self-control? It can even help you in the end to experience joy and peace when you finally see the reason for having to wait for so long for something. Well, I'm sure that you'd agree with me that developing all those qualities in your character are much better than becoming angry, impatient, and frustrated. But how do we learn to do this? Well, as I said earlier, I was a very impatient young person. But when I began learning about God and actually started reading God's Word, the Bible, I read stories about the people of Israel who lived thousands of years ago. And many of them had to go through long times of waiting. Just like you and me, they also did not like waiting. And sometimes they got impatient and angry. But as I read these stories, I realized that God allowed these times in their lives. Through those times of waiting, they learned to be more patient, more caring, but they also learned some powerful lessons about how to trust God during those times of uncertainty. Let me tell you a true story from God's words of a young man called Joseph. He was one of the youngest of 12 brothers. And the father was Jacob, also known as Israel. So these were the first of the children of Israel. Joseph was one of his father's favorites. This made his older brothers very jealous. They finally decided to get rid of him. So one day, when he'd gone out to the fields where they were taking care of the flocks, they sold him to a group of merchants, and these people took him to a foreign land called Egypt. There, Joseph began working for a very rich man called Potiphar, who put him in charge of managing his household. Joseph was a very good and honest worker, but one day Potiphar's wife demanded that Joseph sleep with her. Joseph refused. "Look," he told her, "my master trusts me with everything in his entire household. No one has more authority than I do. He has held back nothing from me except you because you are his wife. So how could I do such a wicked thing? It would be a great sin against God. So as he tried to get away, she grabbed his coat and accused him of trying to rape her. This wasn't true, but of course Potiphar was furious when he heard his wife's made-up story about how Joseph had treated her, and he threw Joseph into prison.
Joseph was in prison for a long time. Can you imagine? He was there for 13 years. That's a very long time, especially when he had not done anything wrong.
He could have become really angry and bitter. After all, he was innocent. He could have spent all his time trying to get justice, but he didn't.
Remember what I said before about our attitude while we're waiting? Well, Joseph had the right attitude. Instead of being bitter and angry, he had a positive attitude. God's word, the Bible, goes on to say, "But the Lord was with Joseph, and he granted Joseph favor with the chief jailer. Before long, the jailer put Joseph in charge of all the other prisoners and over everything that happened in the prison. The chief jailer had no more worries after that, because Joseph took care of everything. The Lord was with him, making everything run smoothly and successfully." This tells me that Joseph's heart was kept steady during this time of hardship and unfairness. So instead of feeling bitter and angry, he learned to be very patient and responsible. I'm sure that there were many times where he must have felt angry and thought about the unfairness of his situation. But he must have learned to control those feelings. He remained honest, reliable, and hardworking, and others in the prison trusted him. What do you think Joseph's secret was? Yes, he trusted God to help him. And by the way, did you notice that his circumstances did not change for 13 years? How would you feel in the same situation? Or maybe you are in the same situation.
I think I would find it very hard to have a positive attitude. It's so easy to stay angry and bitter, especially when something is so unfair, even for a short time. But for 13 years?
Oh, I'm sure I would too. Joseph remained in prison, but what changed was his heart, not his circumstances. God helped him not to become bitter, angry, and resentful, but to have a caring attitude. He took care of others and showed great self-control and patience as he waited. Joseph waited patiently for those 13 years of total uncertainty. The reality is he did not know if he was ever going to get out of prison, but he finally did. Now, the ruler at that time was called Pharaoh, and he was very impressed with Joseph. Let me tell you what God's word says about it. Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Clearly, no one else is as intelligent or as wise as you are. You will be in charge of my court, and all my people will take orders from you. Only I, sitting on my throne, will have a rank higher than yours. I hereby put you in charge of the entire land of Egypt." Then Pharaoh removed his signet ring from his own hand and placed it on Joseph's finger. He dressed him in fine linen clothing and hung a gold chain around his neck. He said to Joseph, "I am Pharaoh, but no one will lift a hand or a foot in the entire land of Egypt without your approval." Joseph was 30 years old when he began serving in the court of Pharaoh.
So if Joseph was in prison for 13 years, he must have been around 17 when he went into prison. Just a young boy with his life ahead of him. But after waiting all those years, what an unexpected end to his waiting. On Women of Hope today, we've just heard the story of Joseph, who was put in prison for something he had not done. Can you imagine how he would have felt? Maybe you've had things done to you or said about you that were not true, and you have struggled for many years with feelings of anger and bitterness. Maybe you've been waiting for a long time for justice to be done or for something to happen, and you begin to wonder if it will ever happen.
Friend, God doesn't have favorites. God loves all of us. And if he was able to change Joseph's heart and make him a better person through the process of waiting, he can do that for you and for me. I can tell you that God has given me many waiting times in my life. Just like Joseph, most of the time he has not changed my difficult circumstances. But slowly and surely he has changed me. I have had to go through some tough times, waiting with no idea what the end result would be. But I can honestly tell you that if you are willing to allow God to work in your life, you can experience a change in your heart. You can learn patience and learn to trust God, just like Joseph did, and just like I have done. And if God could change me, he can change you too. I am now much more patient, and I accept the waiting times because I know it will not be a waste of time. It's actually during the waiting that God is busy working in me to make me a better person. And just like in Joseph's story, after a long waiting time, God has often surprised me with the answer to my waiting. And can I tell you something? God's plans have always ended up being much better than anything I could have planned or imagined.
Imagine Joseph's surprise when he finally got out of prison and Pharaoh made him his second in command after all those years of waiting.
None of us can control what happens in our lives, but we do have a choice when it comes to going through rough experiences of waiting and uncertainty. Do we do it alone, or do we invite God to be part of our lives? Do we allow him to help us through and make us a better person as a result? Would you like his help? Are you struggling with uncertainty? Are you tired of waiting? Well, dear friend, if you want to invite God into your life, please will you pray this simple prayer with me? Father God, thank you for what we've heard today about waiting. You know what I've been waiting for all this time. I want you to be part of my life and to change my heart. Please forgive me for being angry and bitter. Please change my heart and help me to learn what you have to teach me. I pray in the name of your Son Jesus, who came to take away my burden of sin. Amen.
We have to go now, but we do look forward to next time. We would love to hear from you. You can write to us in care of this station or at TWR Women of Hope. The email address is twrwomenofhope@twr.org. That's twrwomenofhope@twr.org. Or if you've missed a program or you want to hear it again, visit our website, twrwomenofhope.org. Or visit our Facebook page. We do hope you will be with us again. Have a great week filled with God's blessings.